We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Gruen was saying, well, they can't get up for Baltimore or Toronto. I want to see them play the Yankees.
I never said that. Jesus, you're making it sound like I'm making excuses for them. A team like Toronto or Baltimore comes out of the gate winning games, they think they're good. Play them in July or August when their reality sets in, right? They need the Yankees right now. I never said that. Jesus. I wish the Yankees were in town next. I wish the Yankees were in town this weekend because... wake you up a little bit and realize and look over there and say, you know what, if we don't wake up, we're going to lose 20-1. They are going to smoke us. Fine, they're going to suck all year then. Who gives a shit?
Hey, look.
Who lost it a little
bit? Are you
bit.
Trying to compare the two? Is that what you're trying to do?
Right? No comparison.
No, there's no comparison. You lost completely. You lost the entire argument.
Yeah.
Right. Lost the entire argument.
I haven't even said anything.
I know, but you played that like you're trying to give me a shot. If you know my view, then you know what I'm talking about. This team needs to be motivated, right? Because they look like crap right now.
Yeah, if the Yankees were in town, it would wake them up, right?
Right. No, I wasn't giving them an excuse.
No, they're just going to roll the balls out there.
They think they can just roll the balls out there. I'm upset with them. You're trying to make it sound like I'm giving them an excuse.
Sounds like
you sound like the guy down in Florida. Don't make me swear right now. I'll go in there.
I don't even know if that works right now, so you can't.
I was going to say, that might not work. Nothing else works. What the hell?
Oh, the dump button?
Hey, by the way, Bill Belichick, happy
birthday.
We're
lucky we're on the air right now.
67 years old.
Birthday
67
man.
Years old. We are lucky we're on the air right now.
Are we on the air? Are you sure about that?
That's a good question.
In certain parts of Mass, not outside 5 miles outside of Boston, we might not be, but that's all right.
So can I do this? Because Tom Curran wrote about this day. It's interesting. Bill Belichick shows no signs of slowing down. Who retires first? Will it be Belichick or Brady? And as you read through the article, he's talking about him on the treadmill at 7 o'clock at night down there in Foxborough and the hours he puts in or whatever. And I found it amusing last year when there were a lot of people in this town who were saying, this is it. Belichick's leaving. This is his last year.
Oh, they were banking on that one.
That's a great question, Glenn.
And they were using that Marv Levy quote where he was talking about Marv Levy. And as Tom Curran points out, I don't think Bill was ever a big fan of Marv Levy.
I mean, I'll be like Marv Levy and coaching when I'm in my 70s. You don't have to worry about that.
How long ago was that comment?
That was like 9 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
But you know what, Lou? That might have been, and Curran brings it up today, that might have been more of a dig towards Marv than it actually was predicting how long he's going to stay around. Mm-hmm. I've been saying this the last few years, and I'm gathering it from some information, but also just a feel.
Oh, you got little birdies?
Yeah, a little bit, but a feel of being
like Jimmy Stewart
around
birdies
the guy.
Or real ones?
I hope your birdies are good.
Real ones.
You know, we remember last time we heard from birdie sources, Dale, that Gronk was coming back. I bet all my money on it that he'd be back, and it didn't work out. So let me make sure these sources are good.
Don't listen to Dale.
You have beautiful skin.
All right, so what are your birdies telling you?
No, same thing I've been saying now for the last...
He wants to go to the Knicks.
Thanks, Jimmy.
For the last few years.
Uh-huh.
I don't see Bill leaving for a while. I think he's going to be here for a long time. And this whole idea, which I think is amusing to me, so people have theorized on this one, that he just wants to hang around so that he can prove he can win without Brady.
I believe that.
I don't. I don't think that is a factor at all in this.
I think Brady's pissing him off because he figured he was gone. Now Brady's going to make him coach till he's 75. I think he's upset. I think he hates Brady.
Maybe, but I think...
Yeah, sure, let's go with that one.
But you would have to say this. Who retires first, Brady or Belichick?
Brady.
Yeah, no question. And a lot of people thought that Belichick would do it based on his age. His health is very, very good. But more importantly than all of this other stuff, because his legacy is always already in place.
Right.
He can't screw that up right now. He's had some controversies, right, with Spygate, and he had Deflategate. None of that is interrupted or upset his legacy.
Right.
He just loves doing this. I think he would be lost not doing this every day.
Listen.
He loves it.
You got to know Bill. Right? You got to know Bill personally to say what you think Bill's going to do. And if you know him personally and you know what he is, Bill is not going nowhere. This is what this guy knows. I have regular conversations with Bill when I see him, and it's about football.
Do you think he's leaving?
No, he's not leaving.
He's here for a long time.
This is what he knows.
Notice the difference. Brady backs off because he's up there in age, and we get it,
right,
on the OTAs.
Right.
And last year, that became a big controversy for all of us. We're sitting here, oh, my God, it's not going to be the same. And we found out it's okay when he doesn't go to OTAs.
Right.
But when he's not going to OTAs again. And Michael Bennett's not going to OTAs, right? He's not going there. Is Belichick around?
No,
Belichick is working 24/7.
Bill is not going to do the same thing Parcells did, right? I was with both of those guys in New York. Parcells had no problem with stepping away from coaching football because that was something that he would always talk about. Towards the end, of I don't want to coach no more, and I'll just go to the front office. I'll do the front office thing, right? Belichick's not going to do that. Bill likes to be hands-on and coaching.
He likes to teach.
He likes to coach, and
yeah,
he likes to be down there on the sidelines. He likes to, you know, throwing that Microsoft tablet all over the place. That's what he's going to do, and he knows that he could do it and be successful at it and continue to do it for a long time.
But the whole wanting to win without Brady. So let's say Brady is 3 years safe. Would you say three? Would I be out of control if I said three more years for Tom Brady?
How old is he? He's going to be 42?
Two. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say till he's 45. Yep.
So you don't think Bill, at 70 years old, would feel rejuvenated a little bit?
I mean, come on, fellas.
Maybe motivated a little bit at 70 to coach even for three or four more years to sit there and say, okay, you know what?
I can win
now,
without Tom.
Now I'm going to spend the next two or three years and prove people that I can win. You know,
I
as you get older,
Tom,
you need more things to motivate yourself. Obviously,
right,
he's a good, very good self-motivator,
right,
as is Tom Brady. But I think when Brady walks, I think there's going to be new life to him, even at the age of 70, to sit there and say, yeah, damn right I got three or four more years because I'm going to win. I'm going to get back to the Super Bowl without Tom.
Yeah, but I don't think it's an ego
but
thing.
But that's human nature, though.
No, yeah, I think it's just a motivational thing.
It might,
it'll drive him a little bit.
No, it's a good point because I think Bill likes the fact, and he talks about this all the time, he likes the fact that we turn the page every year, win or lose, and that it's a totally different team. So if you try to compare something that's happening in week five to a year ago, his first answer is going to be a totally different team, right? But he looks at it that way because it becomes like a brand new project. Once he gets through to February, he turns the page, it's a brand new project for him. So in that respect, I would agree with you that if there's no Brady, it's a real different project, okay? And he probably would get excited about the challenge of that.
Yes,
but I don't think his ego needs it.
But isn't that risky for him?
But I don't think he, but no.
No,
I don't think it is.
Let's say Tom retires.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say for the next two or three years he can't win.
No, I don't think it does.
Do you look back at Bill differently?
No, but.
No?
No, because
I think you do.
Here's what's going to happen.
I'm sorry to play through it.
It may not be fair, but I think you do.
No. See, when you say win, meaning what? Win a Super Bowl?
No, let's just say he can't get back to an AFC title. Let's say he can't win a division. I don't know. Let's say he's 8-8, 9-17 without Tom.
That will never happen.
Really?
I don't think so. I think what Bill will do is he'll put a plan in place that when Tom retires, that he knows that his team is still going to be competitive to be able to get to the AFC championship and get to winning a Super Bowl. So he'll.
But who's the quarterback? You can put a team together, but if you Blake Bortles, what are you doing?
But he'll find it. But he's not going to have Blake Bortles. He'll find that next guy, whoever that guy.
Guy's not going to be anywhere close.
No, but let's just say he doesn't.
That guy might be a free agent.
Let's just say he doesn't. Let's say he doesn't get to the AFC title game. Will it be fair to look at Bill and say, it was really all Tom?
Does he lose in the AFC title game? I think you're going to see him. If Bill's coaching without Tom, that means he still feels very confident that he can get to a Super Bowl. And the team that he's building is going to be a team that can get to the Super Bowl.
Well, I think that's kind of the arrogance that he carries with him, that he thinks he can always do it. But getting back to your original point, Lou, I would say that, yes, but I don't think it's ego. I think he would look at it as a new challenge. It's
a new challenge.
It's different, okay?
A risky one, though.
But unlike what a lot of people have said out there, he wants to prove to the world that he can win without Brady.
Thanks, Glenn.
If he can't win without Brady, I don't think it's going to dent his ego. I don't think he's worried about that.
No, he doesn't care.
I think he's he's one of these guys. I think he's content in what he is. The one thing I will say that has not changed, and it changes with coaches when they get up there in age. Tom Curran's column, he was talking about Mike Shanahan, who's younger than Belichick, and yet he's not really working, doing it full time. And the thing about this guy is he still puts in the 15 or 16 hours a day. He does all of these things. He's making all these trips. We've seen him all over. Why would you do that if you're starting to back off? Well, for him, I think, he is fearful of failure. We know what he's like when he fails.
Mm-hmm.
He's impossible to deal with when he fails. You don't want to deal with him.
He only cares about one thing. One thing and one thing only.
And winning.
Winning.
And being successful.
Winning a Super Bowl.
That's it.
He doesn't care about nothing else.
But he also knows that you have to put all of these hours.
Right.
Dot all the I's, cross all the T's, do all this work if you want a chance to succeed.
He's not gonna
half-ass it.
When we won the Super Bowl in 2001, I remember we were at the post-game party or whatever it may we were having, the celebration party. And I remember saying something to him, kind of like jokingly saying something to him because a couple of friends wanted to meet him or whatever. And he was already thinking about next year. And that was like the funny thing about it. Like, is, you know what? Hey, I'm thinking about next year. That's the way he operates. Like, that's the way he is. He's about winning championship, and when he wins, he's on to the next one.
So here's one other thing that I think is added to the longevity of Bill Belichick as the head coach with the New England Patriots. He's got his two adult kids working with him every single day. So when your kids become adults, and you guys will experience this at one time,
kid is an adult.
Okay, so they kind of drift off a little bit, right? And you don't see him as much because they've got their own life.
I want a teacher daddy.
He gets to spend the time with those sons every single day.
Right.
To me, that keeps him there a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows them, for him, to pass along what his dad passed along to him so that those kids can get up to speed and maybe become head coaches
at
some point.
They climb that ladder.
Exactly.
They climb that ladder to defensive coordinator or wherever it may be, and then from there, ultimately get...
That could add 5 years right there.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing. Like I said, he cares about winning. He has he has his kids with him. He has the relationship with Linda, so they're able to. She goes to the game. They're able to make that thing coexist because of the, like you said, the hours. Bill is not going because this is all he knows and loves.
Well, now you just hit on something though, because we all know the power of mama.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's no way she's going to tell him.
No chance.
No chance.
No chance at all.
Nope. Nope.
Like, you know, I've given you many years with this football thing. Hey, what do you think? We're getting older. Let's settle down.
Nope.
That doesn't
because I don't think she's.
No.
You know why?
Not at all.
She's not.
No.
She doesn't seem like she's.
You say that very convincingly.
I know Linda. I love Linda. She's terrific.
And she doesn't seem like she's at that point settling down. She likes. It seems like she loves the foundation stuff. She loves to be out there.
TMZ.
She's active. She's doing a lot of stuff.
She worked at TMZ.
So she knows Bill by
TMZ. She talks while he's says nothing.
But she's like a complete opposite of Bill, who like she loves the element of it seems like, you know, the public and being in front of the camera and that kind of thing and. You know, and it seems like she knows by Bill coaching, she's able to enjoy that.
We always talk about
super sharp.
You know, Tom Brady and how much pull Giselle has. You know, as far as like, hey, you know, okay, off seasons are fun. We could do this all the time.
Right, but
you know,
there's
so
no way if Giselle goes, I don't want
situation.
You to play, Tom.
Yeah, I'm not sure Giselle has that much pull.
Yeah,
he's 42 and still playing.
Yeah.
Right?
So she might be like, Tom, can you hang it up this year? And he's going to
I love you.
Well, she went on network TV and basically said, he has concussions all the time. Right?
What do you think of Tom Brady coming in a little bit bulkier this year?
I don't understand this. What happened to the pliability
he wants
thing?
To gain about 10 pounds.
Bulking? You can still be pliable
and bulky. So is this does Alex Guerrero have a new strategy? Is there like a TB12 when you turn the page from 41 to 42? That suddenly you have to be
different? I think they're in uncharted waters at this point.
Well,
you know, maybe it's like, you know, you lose some weight during the year, 5 pounds or so. You say, hey, let's get ahead of it. Let's gain another 10. We'll drop 5. We're getting older. We need some endurance.
Yeah, we need a little
something.
You know,
a little bit more
muscle mass.
I don't think he's a POS.
No, I don't think he's a POS. No. So the Patriots are doing this little Hall of Fame thing again this year. They do it every year. I'm not a huge...
I'm still waiting for mine in the mail.
Yeah, you're going to wait a long time? How long do you expect to live?
I don't know. I gave him the address.
Trust me. If you get it,
it'll be
80 years after you die, Wiggy. We have the three finalists, and I think I know who's going to win this year, and I'm not sure he deserves it over the other two guys. We'll get to all of that and more next.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
After four seasons in relative obscurity as a Pittsburgh Steeler, Mike Vrabel found a home in New England, emerging as an invaluable part of a Patriots dynasty and one of the most versatile players in NFL history.
Touchdown, Mike Vrabel.
You don't come here to play this position or that position. You come here to be a football player. And the more you can do, the better it is.
Vrabel's 8 years with the Pats were highlighted by three Super Bowl championships and a propensity for big plays.
All right. Mike Vrabel's going to be the next Patriots Hall of Fame inductee. I'm convinced of it.
You just ruined Fourier's vacation.
Yeah, you know what? I waited to do this and say this when he was on vacation. Rodney Harrison, Richard Seymour, and Mike Vrabel are the three finalists for this year's
inductee. Why do you say Vrabel's in? Do you think he's more deserving than those other two guys?
No, matter of fact, you ready for this?
He should be third.
I can't anymore.
So if we're talking about football players, I would rate Richard Seymour 1, Rodney Harrison 2, and Mike Vrabel 3. Okay?
Yes.
Maybe,
why do you think he gets in?
Because I think he's going to the popular vote out there, he's going to be...
You're making this a race thing?
I hate you so much.
I'm not making it a race.
He is a white guy?
He is a white player, so.
So there you go.
Wiggy,
so,
I mean, is this a...
Wiggy, maybe that's down the reason.
I think there could be a little...
go ahead.
I mean, there could be a little underlying factor.
Maybe that's the
maybe
reason
that's why
you're
not you in.
Haven't
got a call
maybe
yet.
Maybe not in.
Maybe that's why I haven't gotten my call yet.
Before you got one.
Did Christian get a call? See... That's
you're
why
a
when,
white player.
When
no,
he
you
puts
know why.
Down on race, he puts down.
Why
white.
Would Vrabel get in before them? Though?
Because I think there's
no way Vrabel's getting in before them.
I'm telling you, people. I think people are going to. I think people are going to vote for Vrabel. He's more. They're going to look at it as a recent thing. Is Seymour the best player of the three?
Yes.
He's a legitimate Hall of Famer.
Right.
Football Hall of Famer.
Right.
Canton, Ohio.
Right.
Right. Rodney's right there. Right on the doorstep.
Right.
Maybe in. Right. And then Vrabel. But Vrabel means more, I think, when people look at how this team played, champions, things like that. I think they're going to look at it, and he's still in the limelight out there.
He was a big,
he's still in the limelight.
He was a big part of all three Super Bowl wins, right? So that's why when you look at Mike Vrabel, you start to say, okay, that's why we're talking about Patriots Hall of Fame, that he goes in. Now, if you ask me, does he go in before Harrison? Maybe. You know, because you think about this.
I'm talking about this year in the Patriot Hall of Fame.
Seymour should get in this year.
Seymour's number one this year. Seymour by far is the
guy. Patriot Hall of Famer?
Yes.
I don't think that's going to happen. And I think people are going to look at it. Bill traded him away in the middle of the
doesn't
season.
Doesn't matter, though.
Oh, I think
doesn't
they'll look
matter.
At it that
it's
way.
It's going to be, it's about what Seymour did when he was here. That's why you're putting guys in.
You're looking at it logically. I'm telling you the vote won't go that way.
How's the vote work?
Because
fans?
No, I don't think it's all fans. There's a committee that votes on it too, right?
Well, the committee puts the nominee. See if you can figure that out. Go to their website and see if we can find out exactly how it works.
I think there's like a committee that also votes as well. So,
well, the committee puts together the finalist, I believe.
Right, Mons, see if you can find it for me.
Yeah, Mons.
But I'm just saying, like, Seymour was here till 2008.
Yeah.
You know, like, if he left in, like, 2003.
That's a long time ago.
You know, but 2008's
a long time ago.
Yeah, but he was a three-time Super Bowl winner.
He's the best player. He should be the guy.
Like, when you think about, Hall of Famers, you think about what they were able to do in their career. And so when you think about Hall of Fame.
We got the answer. The committee selects the finalists, which they did, these three finalists.
Okay.
The fans will select the winner.
Look it up.
The fans are going to... I did. I looked it up, Mike. The fans are going to select Mike Vrabel, and I don't think
And
I don't think he deserves it. But I think he's number three on this list.
But I think the fan... No, I don't think so. If your phone lines worked, we could take calls on this one.
We could.
But I don't think in the
How about your cell phone? Does your cell phone work?
My cell phone works.
Maybe we'll use that and put it up to the mic.
I don't think the fans around here...
phone lines are open.
Would even put Vrabel ahead of Seymour. I think the fans fans would go, listen, Seymour was, when you think about Seymour as a player, Vrabel was good, but Seymour was a game changer for this Patriots team and was a huge part of basically helping the team.
Everything you say, I totally agree with.
Yeah,
and I think the fan vote will come up with Vrabel number one.
No.
And matter of fact, here's the big omission over the years. What about Bill Parcells? Bill Parcells and what he meant to this franchise.
Unfortunately for Bill, that like Patriot fans,
there's your fan voting.
They just they've realized or they feel that football didn't really start until Bill showed up here.
Should Bill deserve to be in the Patriots Hall of Fame?
I think Bill deserves to be in there. But
absolutely
the problem is that there's not enough older fans that remember Bill. That are, now when you think of these fans, they remember the championship seasons and who were the guys on those teams. So it's going to go very simple. When you think about it, Seymour's going to get in. Then if it's Harrison, Vrabel, and somebody else, then you might have the argument that, well, maybe Harrison gets in before Vrabel, but I don't think he gets in before Vrabel.
Right,
I think
so, he goes, but all three of those guys get in.
Yes, they
okay,
all get
so
in.
Then the next three that are up all get in before Bill. The next three that get him up all get in before Bill.
Right, it's
like Parcells is like 20th on the list, right?
Yeah, I don't think Parcells gets in, and he might not get in while he's alive.
No,
which is a shame, I think, because you should recognize these people when they have an opportunity.
But there's not enough older fans that would recognize Bill Parcells,
and I think that's going to be part of the Seymour problem.
And if they recognize anything, they recognize how he left.
So look at their numbers in New England. In New England now, 8 seasons for Seymour, 5 Pro Bowls,
right,
and 3 All Pros,
right,
for Vrabel. 8 seasons in New England, 1 Pro Bowl,
right,
1 All-Pro. For Harrison,
like Mike Vrabel.
6 seasons for Rodney.
Mm-hmm.
How many Pro Bowls you think?
And when he was here in New England?
None.
He didn't make any Pro Bowls.
Zero.
Who, Rodney?
Zero. Well, 1 All-Pro, no Pro Bowls. Well, he's
that,
zero.
Then I can understand
point
that.
Zero.
Because I'm going to bet you, if you go back and you look, the guys that were going to the Pro Bowl were Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu.
Yeah, that's probably
true. I mean, the Pro Bowl is
probably true. Polamalu, better hair. All right, so Seymour, in my opinion, by far is the best. And
yes,
I think that the fans, now these are the current fans,
yes,
are going to look at it differently. And they're going to look at Vrabel. I think Vrabel finishes first, Rodney second, and Seymour third.
Vrabel's still in their face.
Yep.
He's a coach in Tennessee. He's still there. Rodney, they don't listen to on Saturday mornings.
Right.
Seymour to them is like long gone.
But
and
if
it's all about what you've seen lately, and he's
the
still
fans,
there.
Right? If you're talking about the fans.
I hope the fans
that,
vote
that
Seymour.
That are voting for those guys. Even though Vrabel's in your face, right? Unless the fans that we're talking, local fans that are voting, they probably understand who Seymour and Harrison is, even though he's not, they're not in their faces no more like Vrabel is. So when you think about it, they're going to vote Seymour, and because of all the things you
I
said.
I hope you're right. And by the way, since it's our only exposure to the outside world today is this text line, because we don't have the phone lines working. I just want to clarify my point, because people are getting all pissed off thinking that I believe that Vrabel should be the guy. Again, I will repeat, there are 3 finalists in the Patriots Hall of Fame. In my opinion, in this order, they should go in, and they only allow 1 in, and they're going to have to start allowing more than 1 in, right?
Right.
You're going to have to start do this, because you've got too many great players.
And that might get you Parcells
right
in.
Number 1 should be Richard Seymour.
Yes.
Number 2 should be Rodney Harrison.
Nope.
Number 3 should be Mike Vrabel. And yet my feeling is that Vrabel is going to be the one that gets in this year because he's more current than those guys. And as Lou just pointed out, he's still in your face.
Doesn't matter, though.
Rodney's there on Sunday nights on TV. But this guy's in your face as a coach in the league.
Stop effing texting
me. You think Vrabel should get in before Harrison?
I think it's going to go Seymour, Vrabel, Rodney.
You think Vrabel is a better player than Rodney?
Well, I didn't say he's a better player, but when you when you look at what he did for the organization, he did more for the Patriots organization than Harrison. And the only reason why is because Vrabel won 3 Super Bowls, Harrison.
Yeah, but the better player doesn't
2
get in. Kevin Faulk was not the better player, and Kevin Faulk was the more popular player
with
Patriot fans.
But when he was in the voting, who's he going up against? We're talking about who are you going up against? Well, Kevin Faulk was a finalist. Who did he go up against? That's going to be that was the difference. I don't think he was going up against a...
See if we can find out when Faulk got in, guys.
Seymour,
see who he was going up against.
Talking,
come on, see if you can figure
you're
it out.
You're talking about 3 guys that are going against each other and that were all right in the thick of the championship run, right? Seymour, by far, is the best player of the 3 because he did more for the organization when he was here as far as what he did on the football
field. Legitimate pro football Hall of Fame.
Right, and people know that. Rodney Harrison had a great career. He had a good career in New England, but he also had
a very good career
in San Diego.
Yeah.
Mike Vrabel had a very, very good career.
In Pittsburgh,
No, with the New England Patriots.
Correct.
So you remember Mike Vrabel as a Patriot. Granted, he didn't have the Pro Bowls and all pros.
So when Faulk was up, who was it, Ryan?
So when Faulk was up in 2016, he was up against Raymond Claiborne.
There you go.
And Mike Vrabel.
There you go.
And Claiborne's a great player.
But no, when you're talking...
Claiborne made it the year after.
You're talking about two current players, right?
Yeah, but that's what I mean. That's an example of it. Popularity vote, and Faulk was the popular choice at the time.
But he also did more for
you. They didn't remember Claiborne.
No. But I'm saying as far as Vrabel, I'd love to know who came in first, second, and third in the voting. But when you look at what Faulk was able to do, wouldn't you say that Faulk was probably did more for the Patriots organization than Mike Vrabel?
You know,
well, he's very likable.
But Glenn,
not a great player. He was he was a third down.
So the following year,
guy, right?
But I mean, Vrabel was a good player. It wasn't like Vrabel was, you know, an all pro
so
all the time.
Last year actually goes against what you're talking about because it was 2 years ago when Claiborne got in. He beat out Seymour and Vrabel.
So there you
That's
go.
That's a shocker.
Then that basically throws your whole popularity contest thing out the window.
Do they have a veteran? They need a veterans committee.
They really do. They should let in too.
Yeah, because no, the problem is that you're doing a popular vote out there, and so you're going to get a lot of voters who didn't see or don't recognize some of the players that played in years gone by.
You really don't need to be popular. You need to win.
Yeah, you need a veterans committee to put some of these veterans in. That's where Parcells needs to be.
All they need to do is do multiple guys that get in. You know, if they say, all right, three are going to get in.
Push them for yourself, right?
If three are going to get in out of the five nominees, that's what they should do.
All right, I'm going to shock you with this next segment. You do not want to miss this next segment. So Wiggy has not been nominated for the Patriots Hall of Fame. Wiggy is going to receive an honor that you will not believe that he's getting
so proud of
it. And somebody like Lou and others or not. This is unbelievable. I thought he was lying to me.
And I am proud of this honor. Almost as proud as I am as my Super Bowl championship.
I hate to tell you don't deserve it, but we'll get to it next. You do not.
Smart Sports Talk.
The multilingual singer was a force of nature in the philanthropic. She launched the foundation. Oh, no. Here's another one. Pies Descalzos.
Pies.
Pies. Let's return with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
This is why I say I'm the second best personality on the station.
Oh, wait, you're behind Fourier?
Yeah, I get Fourier because he's been here longer.
What is going on with this?
Right.
This is a kiss-up performance like I've never seen
before. No,
because
I listen to Fourier is entertaining. See, you don't know what entertaining is.
Do you agree or disagree that fat people should be allowed on airplanes? Yes
I'm
or
with
no?
Fourier on that one.
So you yourself would say you should not fly on airplanes? Is that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't take up to... I usually get up in first class. You don't have to worry about it.
All right, we've got the...
That's how you travel.
We've got the second best personality here on WEEI, according to the second best personality on WEEI, because Fourier is out on vacation. But this is unbelievable. I mean,
what?
Wiggy, I hate to tell you.
What
okay,
happened?
You are never, ever, ever going to get into the Patriots Hall of Fame. But that one playoff game we had.
Never.
Did you have 11 catches in that one playoff game? 12? 11?
Whatever you think it was.
How many was? 11. I'll say we'll go with 11.
We'll go with 11.
It was good. That playoff game was good.
We'll
but that's not getting you into the Patriots Hall of Fame.
You never know. It's always hope.
Okay. Lou Merlone, you were a pretty good baseball player.
I set up the game-winning field goal to win the championship.
I remember.
To start the dynasty. Yeah. So you never know, Glenn.
Seymour did a little bit more.
Every time I see Robert, I'm like, hey, I'm still waiting on my red jacket. You got my correct address.
You're not getting
my
a red
number.
Jacket.
You're better off going to Milton's and trying to find one.
You're not getting a yellow. You're not getting a.
I know.
But
I'm
you
not,
ready for this, Lou Merlone?
What's up?
This is the
I
most.
I appreciate you asking that question.
I am not lying. This is the absolute truth. Three people in the studio. We have all of these other people that are around here that have been involved in Red Sox baseball broadcast. I don't know if you know about it, but the Red Sox won the World Series this past
fall.
Sure did. 2018 World Series.
Congratulations to the Red Sox.
Lou Merlone, you did some games last year, did you not?
I did, and I did the entire postseason.
I saw you on opening day.
Lou on the call.
You did not get a World Series ring.
No, I don't deserve one.
Okay, because you didn't do that many games,
right.
And you didn't really play. You weren't out there.
I don't believe
okay?
it.
Okay, and you came close in 03, but
if you don't play for the team, do you deserve a ring?
If you don't play, if you're...
So like Joe...
If you're the everyday guys who call the games, mm-hmm. if you're involved in scouting, developing, anything to do with winning, whatever it might be, players in the field, locker room, you deserve a ring, your partner.
Okay,
beautiful.
So this is the dumbest thing I must tell you, I've been doing this a long time. This might be the dumbest thing I have ever heard. Wiggy. Okay, yep. This guy over here, Wiggy, is getting a Red Sox World Series ring.
I just 2018. I just want to thank John Henry and the Red Sox organization.
What did you get a ring for?
Because he works at Nessens.
I work at Nessens.
What do you mean work at Nessens?
They're giving him a ring, a World Series ring.
Like, right? Championship ring. You know, like he's Hall of Famer, whatever.
Yes.
But why you're not getting
Wakefield.
A ring.
I understand those
Matt
guys.
Matt Chatham's getting a freaking ring.
Mark James is getting Mark a freaking James getting ring.
I don't know about that.
Strike three, it's over.
Are you really getting
all
a ring?
All I can do is talk. Yes.
You're not getting a ring.
He's getting a ring.
He's getting a ring.
Are you doing it just to piss me off?
No, I'm not.
Because I don't even want a ring, but now that you get a ring, that's a joke.
You deserve a ring.
No, I don't want a ring.
You should give him your ring, Wiggy. You don't deserve it. You should give it to Lou. I don't care.
It's got my name on it.
He can scratch it out. He's got a good jeweler in Framingham. Scratch it out and put his name in.
They asked me at Nessun.
You're lying.
Larry asked me at Nessun. Larry lost.
He's messing with you.
No. Asked size and everything.
He sized you?
You know what? Now what I have to do is I have to pull up the information.
I want to see the information.
Because they jealous of us. That's right.
We are jealous of you. How stupid is this?
I've never even jumped in a duck boat because that's not my place
the
either.
The Red Sox have won the World Championship.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
What's dumb?
So what is
you
Nessun,
get a ring.
What does Nessun do? In lieu of pay, they give everybody rings? What do they do?
I cannot talk about anybody else but myself.
So Doug Lane... Mm-hmm. Who's executive producer of Red Sox baseball for the last 72 years.
Yes.
Okay.
He's never got a ring.
They've won four championships.
Right.
He came on board in 1918, so he didn't get a ring for 1919 was his first year. He's yet to get a ring.
He has never got
the guy
ring.
Is up there every single day.
I think he was promised a
watch. Producing the Red Sox baseball.
Yes.
Making sure everything runs for Joe and whoever the hell is next to him. This year we got 24 people. And he's making sure the game is on the air. He's bringing people in, guests in left and right. And they have never given Doug Lane a ring. I think that is a crime. I think it is a shame.
I agree.
He should have four. And the fact that they haven't even just acknowledged the fact that the guy deserves one is a joke.
They win the World Series.
There's the ring size, 11 and a half.
Unbelievable. He is getting a Red Sox.
I'm not buying it.
I'm still waiting
World Series
for
ring.
I'm still waiting. He asked me, said, would you like a Red Sox World Series ring? And I said, hell yeah. I'll add it to the collection.
Is that unbelievable?
I kill me.
It's unbelievable.
I've talked about the Red Sox before.
When?
On Nessun?
When?
What's that?
Find tape. I want to hear tape.
I've done like a few Red Sox things.
Like what? What have you done with the Red Sox?
Red Sox segments.
Like see, what? Give me one. When?
I forget.
You forget? You don't even remember.
Yeah, I've done it before.
Doug Lane's there every single night doing the games. Yes. Lou was out in the field.
See, and here's the thing. It's not one of these things where it's like, you know, if you're going to get one, and I don't want one. I don't deserve one.
I want one.
But you should not have one.
Why can't I have one?
Because
automatic
what did you
balls
do?
On base. I told you.
You work for a company that covers. What do we do here? Yeah. How many millions do we pay? We can't slide a couple rings to Doug Lane?
Apparently not.
Does John Henry own WEI?
No, he does not. No.
Does he own Nessun?
Yes, he does.
80%.
Okay. Right.
So does everybody at the Globe get ring?
I have to.
I don't know. You got to ask those people. Yeah, I know I work for Nessun, and one of the things that I guess he wanted to do.
This is embarrassing.
They asked if I wanted a ring.
Quiggy, do you think you deserve a ring?
Yeah, because I've done a few segments on
stop
the
it.
Red Sox.
Stop.
Why?
Hang in there.
There's no hesitation to that answer
either. Next hour, he's going to do two segments with us on the Red Sox.
Right.
Trust me, that's more than he's ever done on
Nessun. Where the hell's
in all the years
hold on, where's my Patriots ring?
Huh?
Where's my Patriots ring?
Have you ever done?
I've had a couple segments on them.
That's not baseball.
We've gone to the Super Bowl. We've covered it.
Kraft doesn't own NBC Sports Boston. If he did, maybe you'd be getting a ring. Maybe you should work for Kraft Productions. You know, he does those shows over there. If you've worked for that, you might have got a ring. I think Zoe gets a ring.
Well, Zoe does the games. He should get a ring.
All right. I've talked about the Red Sox.
You talked about it in a segment.
I want
Casey McDonald.
It's the most embarrassing thing I've ever
Casey
I've
McDonald,
ever seen.
Adam Pellerin.
Can I just make an...
When I travel out of town and I'm in a place where people don't know me, no. I wear my Red Sox ring with
can
pride.
I make a suggestion? I like to make suggestions for the people over at Nessun. Help them out. Help them out, okay? I've been the business for you. Just like to help them out.
Right.
That ring is worth about 35, 40, 45 grand, right?
I don't know if I'm getting am I getting the real one?
Yeah, well, you'll get a good one, okay?
You got to pay taxes on it?
No, I don't
You're paying taxes, trust me. Okay, here's what I'd like to do.
Oh, I don't want the ring.
Here's what I like to do.
It's a gift. You don't pay taxes.
I love it when Red Dog's on. I love it when Eck is on. I love it when it's O'Brien and Remy and Eckersley or whatever.
I've done some stuff
and
with.
Too many nights, I have to sit there and watch a game where Salt Dilamaki is sitting there saying absolutely nothing.
Back-to-back funk.
I want Nesson to sell your ring.
Why?
So that we can get better commentators on the game on those other nights. That's what I want.
Jeez, that's getting personal.
Right. I mean, I can't help the commentators you get. You don't like you don't like Rice? You don't like Eckersley? And they're pretty good commentators.
I just said I love Eckersley. I love Remdog.
Oh, okay.
I think Steve Lyons is good.
Who else do you hear?
Well, they
call it Bell and Whelan.
Yeah, well.
Who else?
There are some other guys.
That ball's right down the poop shooter.
Yeah.
I've done, like I said.
Hey, down the poop shooter.
Hey, listen, you hang it, I bang it. I know some.
How many times are you going to throw that line?
I know
at
some
us?
Lingo. I know how the backdoor slider falls off.
If you
the
hang
team.
It, we'll bang it.
I told you, I've done Red Sox segments before. I told you I was an all city
catcher. Enough. Hold on. I understand you've done Red Sox segments before. Mark James with a C has done some Red Sox segments.
But he's
do you think he has any idea what he's talking about?
Yeah, but
about?
He's not considered an analyst. Like, who's an analyst?
At his toes.
Right?
What's analysts have to do with it?
Well, when you're an analyst, you
well, Dave O'Brien gets when he's play-by-play guy. I would think Tom Karen's getting
one. Play-by-play guy.
Tom Karen deserves one.
Everyday color guys, they deserve
one. Analysts that break the team down.
You don't break the team down.
The city of champions.
I'm just telling you what I know. I'm still waiting on my ring.
That is unbelievable.
As soon as I get it, I will bring it in hand. I will wear it.
I know you will.
Yeah,
I know
you do that.
Yeah, we'll wear
it. I'll throw it through the window. Well, you already hated. You're already the most
Why?
Hated person
because
in this building.
Because I got a ring.
You've been here for, what, 3 weeks?
Hey, listen.
Yeah, you're going to bring a ring in and flash it in his face?
Here's what I'd say, Lou. Here's what I would say. A little bit of advice. Here's what I would say. Come on over to Nesson.
Yeah.
Leave NBC Sports Boston. Come on over to Nesson, right, where we got the best Red Sox coverage around. Come on over to the family and boom.
I tried that one time, and they actually offered me like a 5-year deal for about $5,000 and to work 280 days a year.
Is this the first baseball show of the year?
And when I turned it down, they made it sound like it was my fault.
You know what? I can't
guarantee. So I'm good with them. Thank you.
They were going to start
them off. It's already happened.
They were going to start them off with that kid show on Sunday.
Hey, yeah. Listen, hey, that's Red Sox Clubhouse.
I was going to fill in for Jenny Dell.
Hey, that Red Sox Clubhouse with Wally is pretty entertaining on Sundays.
Now, Wally gets a ring.
Wally gets a ring. I get a ring.
How many other people are getting rings? Because I guarantee you're talking. Hold on.
Hold on.
You really want to piss off Fourier right now? Because I'll text him with this right now. Is Chatham getting a ring?
I don't know. I'm going to text Chatham right now.
See if he got his ring size.
If he gets a ring.
Oh, text Matt Chatham.
Yeah, like one safety is doing a straight down the hash.
I know if Chatham's got his ring size coming in.
Let's see. Are you?
That's embarrassing that Nesson's doing this.
Why is it embarrassing?
Because you did nothing with the broadcast. You did nothing to help them win a championship.
Let's see.
Nothing.
Sorry, Nesson. I don't watch you. I think your programming is garbage.
Hey, Trenny. Listen, I'm on that program. Be careful. Are you getting a Red Sox ring?
Yeah. Let us know. Send a poll out.
All right. I just asked Chatham if he's getting a ring.
Are you amazed at this?
I am. I don't believe it. I
mean, do you think he's lying?
We'll see if it happens.
You think he's lying?
Yeah, we'll see if it happens.
You lie? No.
I work for the Red Sox organization.
You work for Nesson.
It's which is part of the Red Sox organization.
Right.
No, it's
so
separate.
I asked you.
So I work
it's
for the Red Sox.
It's separate.
So it's not separate.
So if
separate.
You work for the Globe, you work for
the
Boston
Bruins
Red
own 20% of them.
Right. You work for the Globe,
so
you work for the Red Sox.
Is John Henry going to hand a ring over to Dan Shaughnessy?
Maybe him. Maybe Bob Hola. Maybe Cullen. They might all
Kevin
be getting
Cullen?
Rings. They might all be getting rings.
Shirley get one?
Maybe.
Good. That's great.
Trust me, Kevin will write about it whether he gets one or not.
I'm telling
he'll
you.
Get one.
Billy Costa and Jenny Johnson get one for that playbook.
They do more than you do with the Red Sox because they're at least they pop in during the broadcast.
They've spoken to a player once or twice.
Exactly.
Listen, my grandfather.
What's your favorite smoothie?
You're lying to us, right?
No, my grandfather.
You being a catcher when you're in high school from East Boston doesn't qualify getting a ring.
Listen, my grandfather was a diehard Red Sox fan.
So you should get a ring?
Mine was too.
And now I work for the organization, and they asked me if I wanted. And let me ask something, Lou. If the Patriots said, hey,
yes,
Lou, would you want a Super Bowl ring?
I would say no.
That's just stupidity. Why would you say no? Why would you say no?
Hey, listen, I've been asked to go on a duck boat. I said no.
Well, that's your. I've been on.
He has been invited.
I've been on the duck boats.
You went on the duck boat too for the Red Sox?
No, not for the Red Sox.
It's not my
Patriots.
Place.
For the Patriots.
You deserve to be on there with the Patriots.
I don't belong on
you
there.
You deserve to get a ring for the Patriots.
I don't belong on there. I got a job to do.
You listen, but what's that mean?
Yeah, I know. I always been a Red Sox fan, you know?
Right.
Did she get a ring?
Well, she's
it runs in my blood.
If she worked for Nesson, she Listen, there's not many black people that work for NASA.
Big Pappy over here.
Can I give you some little breaking news?
So, and we get rings. I'm
Field Yates.
Field Yates.
Source. Patriots are signing longtime Broncos wide receiver Demaryius Thomas.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
All right.
How do you feel about that?
Soft.
It's just another, you know.
Soft.
He'll get a ring if they win a Super Bowl.
A Red Sox ring? He should sign with Nesson instead of the Patriots.
I'm feeling a little bit of jealousy or enviness.
I feel a little bit jealous.
Are you telling the truth, though?
I am.
You're not lying to him.
I'm telling you.
They have told you you're getting a ring.
I am.
Because you told me this during the break, and I was really suspicious, and then you started showing me these texts and stuff, and it sounds to me like it's
legit. They asked me if I wanted a ring.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing what Nesson's doing.
Why is it embarrassing?
Should be ashamed of themselves.
They should be. No.
Sure they should.
When you work
Put the money back into the product.
When you work for the organization.
You can buy a ring.
When you work for the organization. Well, Lou could buy a ring. If Lou wants, he could go to buy a ring.
I tell you what, I know people that went to the game two and they handed out like these fake rings to like the first 10,000 people.
Maybe that's what he's getting.
No, so they, you know, Dougie Lane brought a couple down here, and I'm like, God, thanks. She's like, bring it home, your kid will love it. So I just expect and open up this box that was, you know, like a plastic ring.
Hashtag do
like
damage.
There'd be like a little sucker on there, like a lollipop or something.
Exactly.
I took this thing out. It's the real deal minus the diamonds.
Really?
I mean, it's. I'll bring it in tomorrow.
And they gave it away?
Yeah, this thing is like, I know people that are at the game, whatever. It really is. It's the exact replica minus the diamonds, but like heavy and everything.
Really?
Maybe that's
what Wiggy's going to give him, a cubic zirconia.
Right now, if Lou...
I'll bring one tomorrow. I'll show you what it looks like.
If Lou really wants one, you can go on eBay for $12.99 with a $10.99 shipping fee. You can get a World Series ring.
But $12.99?
What are you talking about?
Listen, that's what it says here on eBay.
What are you talking about?
If you really want a ring.
Wait till Wiggy gets hit.
When's Christian coming back?
Wait till Wiggy gets hit with that like $7,500 tax bill for
it. It's not a... Listen, it's a gift.
My paycheck looks smaller this week.
I'm sorry, I don't believe you, first of all.
Okay.
And if you're telling the truth,
I'm gonna ask
it's a disgrace.
Because
you did nothing to
hold on. Text Larry Lawson, will you? Larry. Ask him if this is serious.
Ask him if it's legitimate.
Right, I'm gonna
tell him, tell him we're gonna continue to rip Nesson if that's the case. Tell Larry. All right, we gotta take a break. Boy, I wish we could take phone calls right now just so they could talk to Wiggy. There are a lot of people calling. They just want to talk to Wiggy. Can't take phone calls. Our phone calls are out. So we can't do
it. Imagine if John Henry owned this place. You'd be taking phone calls.
Oh, stop and sucking up to John Henry, please.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.